This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives deliberation on budget allocation under ministry headings to begin from tomorrow. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal in Beijing on a four-day official visit to China. Electricity access reaches entire population of Madhya province. And Trump says US-Iran deal to be signed on Sunday as Tehran cast doubt on timing. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives is holding deliberations on budget allocation under the ministry headings tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. According to the Parliament Secretariat, the related ministers will be furnishing responses to the queries raised in the House of Representatives meeting on the 17th and 18th of June. The government had unveiled the estimate of revenue and expenditure for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat in House of Representatives meeting on the 29th of May. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has already given response to the general queries on budget in the House of Representatives. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal has reached Beijing on a four-day official visit to China at the cordial invitation of Wang Yi, member of Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China and Minister of Foreign Affairs of China. Foreign Minister Khanal departed for China last night. According to the Nepali Embassy in Beijing, the minister landed in Beijing this afternoon as per local time. At Beijing Airport, he was received by Deputy Chief of Mission at Nepali Embassy in Beijing, Roshan Khanal, and officials from the China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the minister will hold bilateral talks with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing and discuss matters of mutual interest for further strengthening Nepal-China relations and advancing deeper cooperation. The minister will also meet high-level dignitaries of the People's Republic of China. The Embassy of Nepal in Beijing will host a reception in his honor, and the minister will interact with the Nepali community. He will also attend an investment conference organized by the embassy to promote foreign investment in Nepal and hold talks with the Chinese business community. The minister is returning home on the 17th of June. Electricity service has reached 100% of the population in Madhya province through the national transmission grid covering all households in 1,271 wards across the province, 136 local units. According to the economic survey for the fiscal year 2025-26 presented in the Provincial Assembly today by Finance Minister Yuvraj Bhattarai, the entire population of the province now has access to electricity. Minister Bhattarai said the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27, along with related policies and programs, would be formulated based on the findings and indications of the economic survey. The Madhya Province government is scheduled to present its budget for the fiscal year 2026-27 in the Provincial Assembly tomorrow. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has said that the compulsion of youth to go abroad to fulfill their dreams will end in the next 5 years. At the National Youth Entrepreneurship Conference 2026 organized in Kathmandu today, Finance Minister Dr. Wagle said that adequate opportunities for employment, education and others will be created for the youth in the country through the next year's budget. Finance Minister Dr. Wagle said tax cuts, digitalization and good governance reforms would support nation building. He said the budget had reduced tax rates, offered relief to youths earning up to 100,000 rupees, and introduced measures to promote youth entrepreneurship. A Nepal Rashtra Bank study has highlighted skilled labor shortages, raw material gaps, and market issues as key challenges for industrial development in Nepal. It also notes problems such as capital shortages, high production costs, weak technology, brain drain, and management issues in environment-friendly industries, while stressing the need to boost infrastructure productivity and export diversification. The Division Forest Office in Kailali has denied claims that it intentionally pushed a three-wheeler into the Churi Forest after a viral video. Organizing a press conference, the office clarified that the non-functional vehicle had been used as a hut in an encroached forest area and was removed during routine inspection after repeated warnings to the owner. Senior officials termed the reports misleading. Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has said transforming politics as a symbol and means of serving the citizens is need of hour. Speaking at a program organized by the Kathmandu Metropolis Ward 8 to honor the people contributing to the social service, President Thapa was of the view that social service would contribute to reinforcing democracy. He said local governments are best placed to address people's concerns. Former Vice President Parmananda Jha and 70 individuals from various fields including literature, arts, sports, public service, health and entrepreneurship as well as senior citizens were also honored. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data ek saath.
Karma TV hernus, ya internet chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ek saath.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone internet TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya jadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Kathmandu Metropolitan City has unveiled a 101-point policy and program for the fiscal year 2026-27 covering 11 sectors. Presenting the policy at the 19th Municipal Assembly, Acting Mayor Sunita Dangul said it aims to build a cultural, tourism-friendly and well-governed metropolis. The program prioritizes technology-based waste management under 7 categories and continues multi-year projects while incorporating the city's long-term vision. The two-day United Nations World Indigenous Youth Conference 2026 organized by the Youth Federation of Indigenous Nationalities, YFIN Nepal, and the National Youth Council concluded today. The event included discussions on indigenous people's rights, UN programs, youth participation in global forums, and concerns of indigenous communities in Nepal, along with climate justice, food security, biodiversity protection, and environmental conservation, and preparation of a global youth declaration and action plan. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. President Donald Trump has said a deal to end fighting between the US and Iran is scheduled to be signed on Sunday after Iran cast doubt on the timing. The BBC cited Trump's social media post as saying the Strait of Hormuz, a key shipping route, would be open to all once the deal is agreed. On Saturday, Pakistan, a key mediator, also said the deal was likely expected to be finalized within 24 hours and they were preparing for the electronic signing. Before Trump's comments, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Baghai expressed caution over the timeline. A delegation from Qatar, which has also mediated in the talks, arrived in Tehran on Sunday, Iranian media reported. It was not clear if the visit would affect the timing of Iran's expected signature of the deal. Voters in Switzerland have rejected a proposal to limit the country's population to 10 million, early projections suggest. According to the BBC, not all votes have been counted, but the current trend suggests 55% of participants voted against to 45% for. The proposal came from the right-wing Swiss People's Party, which has long campaigned on an anti-immigration platform. The divisive vote risked putting the country's free movement agreement with the European Union in jeopardy. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy over Koshi, Madhya Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, while mainly fair in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi province, at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Additionally, there is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai region of Koshi province and at one or two places in Madhya province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives deliberation on budget allocation under ministry headings to begin from tomorrow. Foreign Minister Shishir Karnal in Beijing on a 4-day official visit to China. Electricity access reaches entire population of Madhya Province. And Trump says US-Iran deal to be signed on Sunday as Tehran cast doubt on timing. Well, that's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.